A Vancouver woman was sentenced to 4 years in prison September 28 for two vicious assaults that happened while she was on probation for a manslaughter conviction. Vancouver Provincial Court Judge Catherine Denhoff said the 2020 assaults to which Sadie Taniskashianu, 29, pleaded guilty to were unprovoked and involved defenseless people. Denhoff also characterized the 2015 fatal stabbing of a man for which Taniskashianu was also jailed for as an attack on a defenseless person. The judge characterized much of Taniskashianu's behavior as unrestrained violence. Taniskashianu and Robert Boucher had been drinking when he left the party. Denhoff heard Taniskashianu ran after him with a knife, stabbed him and left him to die on a street. The judge who sentenced Taniskashianu in 2018 called her a risk to the public. Denhoff echoed those same words Thursday. The sentencing. The new charges for which Taniskashianu was sentenced involved an attack on a man at a SkyTrain station and another on a street. Court heard that on March 27, 2020, the man at the SkyTrain station had asked a group Taniskashianu was with to turn down their music. Court then heard she punched him in the head. An associate of hers began to assault the man while Taniskashianu took his backpack. A passerby intervened and the associate stopped. The assault then resumed. Three more people arrived after Taniskashianu told the man she would call her nephew to deal with him. As the three swarmed, straddled and punched the man, Taniskashianu kicked him in the head three times, the judge said. When the victim got up, Taniskashianu punched him forcefully on the head. Denhoff said video evidence showed the group high-fiving as they left. It is clear that she called the males to participate in the assault, Denhoff said. The judge said the victim's turban was pulled from his head. He also needed eye surgery and remains fearful of public transit. His injuries were by no means trivial or transitory, Denhoff said. He was also subjected to racial slurs that led him to believe he was targeted because of his race. On October 3, Taniskashianu had demanded a woman leave an area she was in. Two men were with her as she paced around after the demand. Taniskashianu suddenly raised a large knife and stabbed her in the head area, Denhoff said, noting the victim had stab wounds around her eye. It seems miraculous the victim's eye was not damaged. While the victim was holding her head, Taniskashianu punched her four times in the head, grabbed her by the hair, and viciously threw her to the ground. The victim hit her head on the pavement, court heard. Taniskashianu then kicked her and left. The judge said in light of the earlier manslaughter conviction, Taniskashianu knew such an attack could result in significant injury. Taniskashianu's background. Denhoff said violence has long been a part of Taniskashianu's life. The judge said Taniskashianu was born to a 15-year-old who had been physically and sexually abused in a residential school. Her suffering from violence is so extensive that she has come to expect violence from others, including romantic partners, Denhoff said. The judge said Taniskashianu's police record includes multiple attacks on people in public places. That record of violence has also continued while in custody, Denhoff said, noting a record of assaults on inmates, abuse to staff and bullying other prisoners to get drugs. Court heard Taniskashianu has repeatedly expressed a desire to deal with substance abuse and anger issues, but when the supports are put in place for her, she does not take advantage of them. Broken down, Taniskashianu's sentence is 4 years for the October 2020 assault and 6 months for the SkyTrain assault. With credit for time served, she will spend 3 years and 9 months in prison, likely at Fraser Valley Institution for Women. J.H. Ainsworth at glaciermedia.ca twitter.com/janeswo